Wow, so this feels much better than the video message. For some reason, it's just weird to talk to a camcorder. You know, just you know, something weird about that. Anyways, now speaking of the video message, I want to make a minor correction. I think in the video message I said I mentioned that the cartoon, the animation Prince of Egypt, I think I said it was made by Disney, but it's actually not. By some random events, I actually found out it's by DreamWorks. So I just wanted to make sure that the right people got the right credit. You know, I'm sure they spent tons and tons of money and time on that project. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, the right people have the right credit. Actually, that has nothing to do with the topic I want to talk about today, but just making sure that people get the right credit. Anyways, speaking of the video, the message we got there was that, you know, God is the great I Am. You know, he is the answer to all our needs. And I want to continue with that thought in this part, in this video, or in this audio message, where we want to keep on pursuing this idea of who is God. You know, who exactly is God? Who is the God of the Bible? When we think of God, usually we think of two questions, especially as it relates to how God relates to us. The first question is God great, meaning that is he the all-powerful, the God who can do anything that he wants? And the second question, which is related to the first question, is God good? Because if you stop and think about it, you know, if God is good but not great, meaning that he probably sympathizes with our problems, you know, when he sees us in sickness and when he sees us in troubles in life, maybe he can sympathize and maybe he can comfort us. But if he's not great, he can't do anything about it. You know, he's not powerful enough to do anything about it. On the other hand, on the flip side of the coin, if God is great yet he is not good, well, he sees us in our problems, maybe in our sickness. He has the power, the ability to heal us, but if he's not good, then he won't want to do anything about it. So, like, we are still caught in the same situation. We're still not getting help. So as we see who is this God of the Bible, is he that good and is he that great? Well, going back to the Bible, Jesus himself said, you know what, guys, he told his disciples, if you see me, you have seen God the Father. What Jesus is saying, that basically, hey, if you want to know the character of who God is, just look at my life. And likewise for us, if we want to know who God is, we can just turn to any books of book of the Bible, especially the Gospels, and check out the life and the character of God, and we can see and we can learn exactly who God is. In fact, in Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, let's see, chapter 1, verse 3, let me turn to Hebrews here. It says that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature. So what it says is it's basically a straightforward fact for us to know that, hey, if you look at Jesus, he is the exact representation of who God is. So when we want to answer the question, is God good, is God great, let's just look at the life of Jesus. Now I want to deal with the question, is God good first, or basically, is Jesus good? So let's just jump to the book of Mark, chapter 1. We'll deal with verse 40 to 44. Let me give you a quick background of the story, I guess. Basically, what happened was that Jesus walking into town, and then suddenly a leper came running to Jesus and asking him, Jesus, can you heal me? So let's jump into the passage, and you can just read along. And Mark chapter 1, verse 40, and the leper came to Jesus, beseeching him and falling on his knees before Jesus and saying, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. the goodness of Jesus can be seen in his compassionate nature, and the goodness of Jesus can be seen in his willing nature. You know, the leper came to Jesus saying, "Jesus, Lord, I know that you can. All I'm asking, Lord, is, are you willing?" And Jesus' straightforward answer was, "Yes, I am willing. Be cleansed." And immediately, if you keep on reading in verse 42, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. Now, at that time, leprosy is actually a very, very deadly disease. The doctors have no way of curing it. And in fact, if you read the Old Testament, during that time, the Jewish people who actually get afflicted with leprosy have to be cast out of camp or cast out of the congregation of the area where people live, because, you know, of its deadly nature. It might spread to other people. And so this person, this leper, is actually an outcast of society, where he has to live outside of town. And, you know, he thought to himself, he probably heard stories about, you know, there's this guy who can heal people, because of Jesus' ministry, and the healing ministry of Jesus is well known. So he thought to himself, "I know that this guy can heal me. The only question I have is, does he want to? Is he willing? Basically, is Jesus good?" Meaning that, does he want to? So he ran to Jesus and said, "You know what, Lord, I know you can. The question I have is, are you willing? I know you are great, but are you good?" And Jesus immediately showed him that he is the good and awesome God, that not only can he heal, but he also wants to. So he said, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately the leper was cleansed. This answers the question, is God good? Yes, he is good. Through the actions of Jesus, we can see, because he is the exact representation of God, we can see the nature of God, his compassionate nature and his willing nature, that when he sees you in need, he wants to stretch out his hand, and yes, and he's basically saying to you, "Yes, I am willing, be healed," or, "Yes, I am willing, I will help you." Now let's jump to the second question, where we come and ask, is God great? Is he able? Now, of course, if you read through the whole Bible, you can see that in Genesis, the first book of the Bible, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He is the creator of the heavens and earth. Of course he is able. Of course he is great. But there's also a sort of like a catch in this passage. In fact, let's turn to a few chapters down, the same book, Mark, chapter 9. And let's focus on verse 22 to 24. The people here also have that same question. Hey, Jesus, are you able to heal? And the answer of Jesus is very interesting. So let me just give you a background. Basically, what happened was that, before then, Jesus actually sent out his disciples before him to other cities, to sort of like a herald, announcing that Jesus is coming, or the kingdom of heaven is near. And what they do is, as Jesus sent them out, he said, "You know what? Go heal the sick, cleanse the leper, and proclaim the good news." And that's basically what they did. When they got back together with Jesus, they were very happy. And then, they were together. And then Jesus brought three of them actually up to the Mountain of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John. This is actually a quick recap of chapter 9, of Mark. There he transformed himself and allowed these three to see him in his glory. But as they are coming down the mountain, Jesus saw that there seems to be a large crowd surrounding the rest of the disciples, probably the rest of the 12 minus 3, the 9 disciples that are still, that didn't go up to Jesus. And as Jesus came walking, a person ran up to him and said, "You know what, Master? I brought my son to your disciples, and I asked him to basically heal him, or to cast out the demon that he's being possessed with. And they were unable to do it. And so basically we can jump into the passage right now in verse 19. Okay, so after Jesus hearing the fire tell him that, he answered and said, Jesus answered and said, "O unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him to me," meaning bring the boy to Jesus. They brought the boy to him. When he saw him, when the boy saw Jesus, immediately the evil spirit threw him into a convulsion, and falling to the ground, he began rolling around and foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And the father said, "From childhood. It, the evil spirit, has often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." So basically the father is asking Jesus, "Jesus, can you help me help my boy? You know, this evil spirit is trying to kill him, and can you do something about this?" So the question is, Jesus, are you great? You know, are you able? And let's read the Jesus's answer in the next verse. This is actually found in, let me just repeat, Mark chapter 9, verse 23. And Jesus said to him, meaning Jesus said to the Father, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." So Jesus, you know, if you can, Jesus was asking, are you questioning my ability? Basically what Jesus is saying. And then he turned around and said, you know what? All things are possible to him who believes. And basically Jesus is saying, you know what? It's not my inability to heal, because, you know, God has all the ability. However, there is an aspect that the person who comes to God asking for help needs to have a believing heart, needs to have faith. Later on in Hebrews it says that without faith it is impossible to please God. And the father immediately caught Jesus' intention, and we can read in verse 24 where he said, "Immediately the boy's father cried out and said, 'I do believe, help my unbelief.'" Eventually, when Jesus saw the crowd was gathering, he, you know, rebuked the evil spirit, the unclean spirit, and then the unclean spirit actually left the boy. So basically Jesus healed the boy. So when we are asking Jesus, you know, "God, are you willing?" Yes, he is willing. And "Are you able?" God is able. However, God does put a certain personal responsibility for those who are asking his help. I like the Jesus answer. "What do you mean, if I can? All things are possible to him who believes." Of course, you know, I'm paraphrasing and adding my own words to it, but you know, you get the meaning. Jesus is saying, you know what? It's not a question of my ability, but rather it's a question of how much faith, or whether you believe in that or not. The father knew, so immediately and he cried out to Jesus, "I do believe. Help me in my unbelief, or help my unbelief." I think many times when people approach God, we have I won't say wrong attitude, maybe a uninformed attitude, when you come to him seeking for anything, you know, for his help, especially for healing prayers. Some people will doubt God because they don't know whether God wants to heal or not. You know, they'll think to themselves, "Well, I know God can heal, you know, because he has done it in the past, and I read the Bible and see that he heals people, but I'm not sure if God wants to heal me." And I believe in our first passage in Mark chapter 1, we can clearly see the character of God. You know, remember, Jesus is the exact representation. You know, he's not a similar representation, he's the exact representation of who God is. And we can see the compassionate nature of God, where Jesus is willing. You know, so basically, to answer the question, "I'm not sure if God wants to heal, so I'm not sure how I should pray." Well, Jesus wants to heal you, yes, so go ahead and pray. But when you pray, also remember the second part of our passage, which is Mark 9, where don't doubt God's ability, but likewise have faith. Believe in who God is. You know, sometimes when we hear people say, "Have faith," you know, "Have faith," and you know, many people will sometimes mistaken what does that mean. I have faith that I'll get healed. I have faith that I'll get healed. Well, actually, that's putting faith in the wrong place. It's not having faith in your faith. You know, it's not having faith in your whatever you say. Rather, it's have faith in God. All things are possible to him who believes. Believes what? Believes in God. All things are possible to him who believes. Believes what? Believes in the goodness of God, in the greatness of God. So is God good? Is God great? Yes, he is good. Yes, he is great. He is willing and he's able. Well, having said this and having put a scripture foundation on this truth, hopefully you will believe that God, that the God of the Bible, yes, he is a good God, and yes, he is a great God. And I especially want to encourage those who are having troubles, you know, whether you're physically sick or whether you're, you know, having financial difficulties, to, you know, to focus on God. And once again, don't have faith in how much, you know, positive thinking you can think up, or don't have faith in how much faith you can muster up, but instead put your faith in who Jesus is. Now, I do want to pray for you, or actually, I do want to pray with you, that God will stretch out his hands to heal. But, you know, I want to establish a foundation of having faith in him first, that yes, my God is good, and yes, my God is great, and yes, he is willing, and he is able to you know, handle all the troubles I'm in. Whether it's sickness, he's willing and he's able to impart healing into my life. Whether it's financial difficulties, he's willing and he's able to, you know, help me out, either give me wisdom to know how to handle the situation, or just open up the windows of heaven and pour forth blessings upon my life. But my God is, yes, indeed, that good, and he's that great. So let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for just reminding us of your goodness and your greatness. Lord, through your passage, Lord, you tell us that Jesus Christ is the exact representation of your character. So if we read through the Bible and we see what Jesus did and how he acted, Lord, we know that that is how you want, or how you are, who you are, and your character, and what you want to do for us. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you are good and able. Lord, we thank you that when we are in need, you are willing and you are able. Lord, we thank you that when we are sick, Lord, you are willing and you are able to heal us. In fact, Lord, I am praying for those who are sick right now, Lord, that you will stretch forth your hand, your healing hand, Lord, the same way you did how many years ago, 2,000 plus years ago, Lord, and just touch them, Lord, where they are sick in any diseases, Lord, you will touch them, because, Lord, you are the Creator God, Lord, you can restore them to wholeness, Lord, you can restore them to the way you have created them, Lord. And for those who are in financial needs, and for those who are in just any needs, Lord, that, Lord, they will turn to you and put their faith in you, and say to it, and proclaim and believe in their heart that indeed, yes, my Lord is good and my Lord is great. Thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord, and I just want to ask that you will keep on blessing our listeners pour forth, Lord, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge into their life, that they will learn more of who you are and increase their faith in your goodness and your greatness and in who you are. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So once again, I want to thank you for clicking on this audio message. And remember, if you have any prayer requests or praise report, go ahead and email me. I would love to pray with you, and I would love to praise with you and give thanksgiving to God for what he has done in your life. Until next time, remember, you are God's beloved.